Let's continue the conversation right now. Let's head out to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline and bring on one of my favorite football players to ever play the game. The great Darrell Revis is with us. And Darrell, I am a huge Jet fan. It is a pleasure to get you on the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
No question about it. So let's start with this. Obviously, you joined PointBets. You're going to be the face of its digital sports book. Let's start there. What made you want to get involved, and what could we expect with your future with them?
You know, I think the teaming up with PointBet is really awesome for me. This is my first venture post career, so I think we're both very excited about teaming up with one another, and you know, we're going to create some great content, you know, for sports bettors.
Darrell, for you, as someone who played the game as long as you did, you're really your first full season away. How much do you miss being out there on NFL Sundays?
I think you will always miss it, but, you know, I'm content, you know, where I'm at in my post-career into retirement, and I'm excited. You know, I love the game. I watch it on a weekly basis, so I think I will always be involved, you know, with the NFL and also the game itself.
We're spending a few minutes over the phone with Darrell Revis. He's with us courtesy of PointsBets. Darrell, I said it at the top, huge Jet fan. So watching that debacle on Sunday absolutely kills everything I had inside of me as a fan of this team. I mean, you've been a part of some of the best moments in the history of the Jets, the 09 and 2010 AFC Championship teams. I mean, can you even fathom just how bad that was for your team on Sunday?
Disappointing. It really was to see the game and see the score. You know, we're in a tough position right now. We're 3-7. We're last in the AFC East. You know, I've been in these type of situations, so especially on the inside, being in the locker room and in the meeting room. So I think this is a time where the team has to really stay together for the last six games. You know, finish strong, get in as many wins as you can out of these last six games. If you can win all six of them, great. If not, you know, rack up as many as you can, and then, you know, look forward to the offseason to prepare for next year.
And Darrell, it's no secret that Todd Bowles' job is most certainly on the line. You played for Todd Bowles, and, you know, after the game, the players, Jamal Adams, a lot of guys on that defense said, hey, this is not on Todd Bowles, this is on us. But my question to you, Darrell, if they're saying all that, don't those words kind of, aren't they a bit hollow if they're going to play as poorly as they played during this four-game losing streak?
Well, I think those comments from Adams is, you know, just basically, you know, coming to bat for, you know, his head coach. And I think also just letting, you know, everybody know that, you know, he's, you know, through the tough times, you know, we're all sticking together. You know, whatever happens, you know, here moving forward, you know, with his coaching job, whether if the team decides to, you know, keep him on board as the head coach or move forward, you know, that's on their own discretion. You know, everybody points the finger, you know, when you're losing. And, you know, collectively as a team, you know, head coaches and the coaching staff and the players as well, I mean, when you lose, nobody's really on your side. So it's good that, you know, Adams kind of spoke up and said that, you know, he's going to bat and he's sticking to Todd's side at this time and stage of where they're at in the season.
We're spending a few minutes over the phone here with Darrell Revis, of course, member of the New York Jets, won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. We don't need to talk too much about that one, Darrell, even though I know for you I'm sure it was an incredible accomplishment. But I'd love to ask you this. For all the memories you had as a football player, what are some of the things that instantly stand out to you about your career? You played 11 years, of course, in the NFL.
First and foremost, I think every year was amazing for me. I look forward to the preparation before training camp, and then actually coming into training camp and just getting ready for the season. You know, every year the goal is to, you know, play, you know, for the Super Bowl, and, you know, you have to make the playoffs, and you have to win regular season games as well. But, you know, I think my best experience of from start to finish, you know, having goals at the end of the beginning of the season as a team to say that we're going to win the Super Bowl, and then we were working towards that the whole time during the regular season and playoffs. It's one of the one of the most amazing accomplishments anybody can ever do. So love the team. I was there for a year, and it was amazing experience for me.
Darrell, Rex Ryan called you one of the best players he's ever coached, and he's coached a lot of great players, including guys that are in the Hall of Fame. When you hear that, what does that mean? And can you share maybe your favorite Rex Ryan story? As we all know, Rex was just a great, funny guy to be around, for sure.
Love Rex. I love him, man. He's taught me so much during our coach and player relationship. We all know Rex. When he gets on the podium, that's who he is. That's his personality. So one of my probably best experiences with him is actually when we, in 2010, we actually went up to New England, and we stunk it up. We stunk it up on the field. I think we lost maybe 41-3.
45-3, believe me. I still have the scars on my body from the game, Darrell.
I'm sorry. I left four points off. 45-3. So we come back in that Monday, and Rex walks in the meeting room with a football in his hand, and it was the game ball that we just recently played against the Pacers, the game ball we played against them. So he's up on the podium. His face is red. He's pissed off. We're all pissed off, and it was an embarrassment. So he grabbed the ball. He said, "Look, everybody right now, out of your seats. We're going outside to the football field." We go outside. So we see somebody digging a hole in the ground. And he actually had a speech right then and there and said, "Let's not embarrass ourselves on national TV again. As a team, let's not embarrass ourselves. We're way better than that and capable of displaying a better performance. This is the last time you would see this ball." And he threw it in the hole, and then they buried it. They buried it. So I think that was the turning point of our season that year. And then we actually met the New England Patriots in the playoffs. And that's when the whole can't wait with Bart Scott saga came out. But it was great. It was great to beat him in New England as well. And I think I will never forget that, because I think that was a key moment in our season that year.
And Darrell, I'll tell you this. The game against the Patriots, when you guys played them in the divisional round, you went back up there to the 45-3 debacle and won. That's one of the greatest moments of my life. So I will always appreciate you for that. But I have to ask you this. What happened in the AFC Championship game? You guys get down. You almost come all the way back with that start at the beginning. I mean, that kills me inside. Darrell, do you ever think back and go, what could have been with the 2010 Jets?
Oh, man, you have to bring that up. No, it's still... that year still stings as well. Both of the two FC championship games sting because in my mind I was looking forward to bringing a second Super Bowl back to the New York Jets. And obviously that we didn't accomplish that. But even though we had two great teams, we did experience a lot as a team. We stuck together. We had some great talent on both of those AFC championship teams, and we just fell short. We really did.
We're spending a few minutes over the phone with Darrell Revis. He's joining PointBet as the face of its digital sports book. And Darrell, many people think you're going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. I know I'm certainly one of those people. Have you thought about the Pro Football Hall of Fame? And if so, what would it mean to you to be, a member of what is just a group of the ultimate football players that ever play the game?
It would be an honor, to be a part of that group of guys. There is so many great football players, so much talent even in that room of Ken in the Hall of Fame. So that would be amazing and an honor to be a part of such a prestige group with those guys.
He's Darrell Revis. He, of course, a member of now the digital sportsbook known as Points Bets. We appreciate him taking some time. Darrell, I said at the top, I'll say it again, you'll forever be one of my favorite Jets in the history of my football fandom. I appreciate you coming on, and best of luck with everything you have going on with Points Bets.
Thank you.
That's Darrell Rivas joining us here on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the football conversation and what Darrell Rivas had to say about Rex Ryan. I have a funny story about what he just talked about. We'll get into that one next. Keep it right here. It's Jake Asman in for Matt Perrault. This is Pushing the Odds here on SB Nation Radio.